Hi, this is a dictation for Kimberly Crawford, KimberlyCrawford. Date of service is 3/24/2022. Date of accident 12/19/2021. Date of birth 7/22/1968. Kimberly Crawford is a victim of automobile accident. She was a driver, and her car spin off in her on a freeway, and she hit her back passenger side, and she had a loss of consciousness, and she was rear-ended on the passenger side, and she was in a rental car and missed the exit, and she hit the concrete embankment and then lost the control. And despite all the air bags opened up, she landed up in having a back to the chest, as well as headache, dizziness, ringing in the ear, nausea. And she started having pain in the right shoulder, neck, mid-back, and lower back, and right knee, with radiation to the right leg. The patient had a difficult time walking, sitting, standing, and sleeping. The patient was initially seen on 12/28/2021, and now this is 3/24/2022. She's coming. She's a very compliant person. She's been doing physical therapy 3 times per week. She's been taking all the medications. And the patient reports that she is now 100% improved, and her pain is now reduced to a stiffness in the lower back only, and she reports this to be between 2 and 3. There is no radiation to the right leg anymore that was present in the beginning. There is no pain in the shoulder or neck, mid-back. Headaches are not present. Pain level is reported to be between 2 and 3, and 90% to 100% pain relief has been obtained. And the patient has no effect on the ADLs. She is actually working part-time, light duty. In the neurology and psych, there are no vision changes, headaches, dizziness, vertigo, no spots in the vision, double vision, or any seizures, blackouts, no history of loss of memory, lack of focus, lack of concentration, no history of any difficulty sleeping, no anxiety, depression, panic. In the pain and numbness, only issue is lower back stiffness with a mild discomfort and pain. No other issues are reported. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence, the bowel, stomach pain, or blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing are reported. In the GU, there is no incontinence in the urine, frequency, painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In the last 30 days, patient report that she has remarkably improved in her pain, and there are no changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma at this time. In the last 30 days, current pain medications are none, substance abuse none, compliance history, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Medical examination, blood pressure is 153/117, and pulse of 99, pulse is 72. Rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 2/24/2022. Dictation number is 0225-090, except that her neck range of motions are completely normal, with cervical spine forward flexion is 60, extension is 45, side flexion is 25, and extension is 80. The lower back range of motions are also normal at forward flexion 60, extension 25, side flexion 25, rotation 25. The all the maneuvers to identify and reproduce the pain are completely normal. Please make sure that all the dictated one in cervical, thoracic and lumbar are reported negative. Secondary iliac joint is completely non-tender, and favor test, the Arslan test are negative, and no other positive findings. The compression test and distraction test are negative. In the right knee, there is no positive finding, no tenderness is noticed at this time, no swelling, no crepitus, range of motion is normal. The anterior and posterior drawer sign is negative, Steinman sign is negative, McMurray sign is negative, patellar apprehension is not positive, there is no tenderness, and on walking there is no issues on walking, and the collateral ligaments are negative. No contusion, laceration or any tender spots are noticed. Diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to allow the patient to work on a light duty. She wants to do another month of therapy to remove the stiffness 2 times per week, especially due to the sacral iliac joint that was involved before with the traction massage, ectotherapy, gait training. Patient is advised to do home therapy as well via the brace. A light duty with the 5 pound lifting limits has been advised to the patient. Medication-wise, her meds look reasonably good, as well as her labs. She is advised to continue naproxen 500 twice a day, 60 tablets for anti-inflammatory, Allevel 50 mg at night, and Flexeril 10 mg at night for sleep, and lidocaine gel 3% 200 grams is advised. The patient will be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.